37 of Game Over Nation. How you guys doing?
Were you asking us? Or are you asking them?
You can't. Like, we can't hear
how,
them.
How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm good.
I'm doing good.
You know, guys, let's mix up this agenda. What have we been up to?
I'm Ryan, by the way.
Yeah, I know that.
And then there's Gabe. Gabe's here. And then
riding on cars.
And yeah. Then Dylan's also here. And then
I know.
And then Javi. I guess Javi's here.
I am the silent avenger of Metal Gear Solid 2.
All right, let's reboot. All right, Javi. Oh wait.
No sense. That's you. That's you.
Hey, Nation. Welcome to episode 37 of the Game Over Nation podcast. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez.
He's had one blue moon.
I've had four screwdrivers, but now I'm drinking water with ice, and it's quite delicious. Anyways, I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, as always, with Dylan Roush, Ryan De La Rosa, and Gabe Philbin.
Hi.
Say hi in that order, three times fast.
Hi.
It's Gabe the
instant
way
out of order.
Gabe the ankle breaker Philbin.
Yeah, and Ryan the white Omar Epps De La Rosa.
Dylan Raw Dog.
What am I? What'd you say?
What did you say? Stillman had your number.
Raw Dog!
And I'm not okay to forget this. Javi, this is a train wreck of a podcast.
Rodder hey, Jones. Let's not say things we can't take back.
Yeah. He wouldn't have said if he wanted to take it back.
This is a good podcast. I tell you what, I can feel it. We're 2.5 minutes in, and I'm on fire. Like an NBA Jam. Speaking of NBA Jam,
Segway.
What have we been up to?
NBA Jam?
Yeah.
Not
and,
me.
And NFL Blitz.
A little bit.
Well, Dylan hasn't been up to NBA Jam because, or NFL Blitz because he wants to break.
I'm not buying NBA Jam. I bought NFL Blitz and it was a waste of money.
Well, it was a waste of your money.
I know. I don't care about. I don't
for
care
us,
about
it wasn't,
you purchasing.
For us, it
you're
wasn't
angry because you're not good at it immediately.
Yeah,
I'm never
I was
playing it again. I actually
really
deleted
it
already.
Well, that's cool.
That was never bad.
It's in purgatory. It's in my purgatory, along with Fat Princess, X-Men, and I'm sure some other stuff. Ragdoll Kung Fu.
Purgatory.
Was it Ragdoll Kung Fu free?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it's still in purgatory right now.
He still regrets buying it.
Ragdoll Kung Fu.
I do. But none so much as X-Men. That was the regret of the year. I played it for an hour, and that was it.
What? X-Men?
What?
X-Men. It was almost worth it just to be able to go, whenever you
can. I couldn't do
that.
That
was only one of us.
Right.
I was playing as Jubilee. No, who was the woman?
It's like Starfire or some shit. Firework.
I thought it was Jubilee, but...
No.
Firefox.
I think it is.
I played as Firefox.
And... Fuck it. They're in purgatory now, and there's nothing you can do to save them.
Mm.
Anyways.
NBA Jam.
How about that's NBA really Jam? I'm loving that game.
Yeah, I was just playing a little bit before here. I'm Team EA. I got Faith and Elite Isaac.
Play as the Knicks. Fuck the Knicks.
Fuck the Knicks.
Fuck the Knicks.
Oh, we got the Mango Sentinel.
Man, when I play that game, I am so Pringles.
Except I beat you like every
that's not
time
true
today.
At all. For
whenever I was Team EA.
I beat you when
zone.
You were Team EA. Yeah,
no,
I
you
did.
Didn't. You beat me when I was SSX.
And when you were the Democrats.
This is yeah, but Team EA.
Huh?
Not one of those names was Team EA.
I came damn close both times, though. It's at least... Let's at least agree on that. What do I not pay you for?
Oh, what do we not pay him for?
Well, how about that?
Slowly proving Gabe's points.
Ryan, what do you think of that?
About NBA Jam?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with it.
Damn, they're not giving you anything. See, now you see what it's like sitting in this chair, all this pressure.
Yeah.
You're only as good as your supporting cast.
Oh, NBA Jam on the single player is a little jacked up because it's like you can basically just alley-oop your way to victory.
Yeah.
You don't have to do much of anything. Unless,
until you get to the gold ones.
Until you what?
The gold medal road trips.
Oh.
It's like bronze and silver, just stupid easy, and then gold, it's difficult.
Ryan, that's how real basketball works.
Yeah.
Look at the Harlem Globetrotters.
Stockton to Malone.
Dude. Yeah, they're undefeated. I can't whistle, so I'm just humming it in my head. They win just through alley-oops and hula-hoops and...
Shoop-de-whoops.
Shoop-de-whoops, yes! Wonderful.
The shoop. Throw up that shoop-de-whoop.
Shoop-de-whoop.
In fact, you should be... that. They should be the boss of the game. You ain't never gonna win. Never.
Never.
You know, another thing...
Check their record. They
never NBA Jam's a better co-op game than Blitz.
I don't know, man.
Blitz? Nah, Blitz is... Blitz makes it, like,
it's
a lot
messy
harder.
And you don't really know what you're doing.
Because you gotta, like, run the routes.
And also, like, the person that's playing receiver always wants you to pass it to them, but they're always a target for everybody else to knock out.
And then Javi always pulls the secondary, and Ryan gets... or Fozzie gets mad.
It's a crisscross.
And then I get mad at Ryan because he's only calling two plays.
Hey, in my defense, I had had a lot to drink.
That's no defense.
I rest my case.
I've had a lot to drink today, but I'm still fucking owning this podcast.
That's... what?
He's owning this podcast, and then he burps.
Oh. All right. Cool.
Let's talk about what's going on this week. We've got Simpsons Arcade coming to the PSN.
Is that that cool one that I tried to play at Nickelcade and the joystick didn't work?
I love this game.
Everyone likes it. You turn into a little wheel of people, and you start rolling over everyone.
Yeah, when you have the whole family.
I played it at the hockey rink, like, twice.
Dude, I grew up playing this game at the pizzeria in New York, in Astoria. It's called Pizza Palace. It's fucking awesome.
Shout out.
Shout out. Go to Pizza Palace.
My sister had skating lessons, and I would go to the arcade after I fell once on the ice. And then I would just play Simpsons Arcade and or X-Men.
I used to play it anytime I saw it in like an arcade or something. But then back a few years ago had the hurricane that came through and I didn't have power for 2 weeks.
The Herman Cain?
Yes, the Herman Cain. And I didn't have power
Life
for 2 weeks.
Life can be difficult.
And then...
Life can
and
seem
so
impossible.
I was missing the usual game night with my buddies because I didn't have power to power my Xbox, and I had gone out to eat that night, and there was a Simpsons arcade machine in the Italian restaurant. For whatever reason, they had one of those little shitty mini arcades that some restaurants like kind of stuck in the corner, and I went back there. And that was back there, and I played
it. Fucking brats to play.
Yeah, and it was like. I mean, it was gross. The machine was gross, but I played it anyway.
You know what I did? I played Pokemon instead of it.
Now, speaking of gross machines, you ever been to fucking Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese's?
Jesus Christ, Chuck E. Cheese is...
That was grease heaven.
It was so gross.
I haven't been there in a
and
really
you were,
long time.
You guys were playing the game that specifically required you to touch the game.
Yeah, we went 2 years ago. It was kind of like a joke birthday thing for a friend of ours.
That wasn't creepy for every mom in that place.
Well,
hey, I wanted to buy the Hannah Montana boy.
Radius after
well, the friend was a girl, but either way, we all went to Chuck E. Cheese, and like the pizza is like $20-something for like this shitty, like lower quality than Little Caesars. Like it was like a microwave pizza. It was so expensive, and it tasted like shit.
But it's a mouse.
There's a giant rat cooking our
pizza. I don't want a rat near my food. I don't care if he's stuffed full of people.
But,
the ball pit.
Everything was so gross.
You know what else is in that ball pit, Gabe?
What?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah. Yes, I want to know.
No, yeah.
It's full of pubic hair.
I doubt.
I don't think that's what's in there. I think there's a lot of urine in there.
But that's bad too.
Tomato, tomato. That's
fucking bad.
It's a simple mistake.
Pubic hair,
urine,
same stuff.
All y'all look alike.
It's horrible.
So yeah, that's the Simpsons Arcade coming out of PSN. Oh yeah, it's free for PlayStation Plus members. So for people like me and Gabe, we're gonna be in heaven. Haha. But yeah, anyways,
that's cool. I guess I.
No word yet on the Xbox XBLA release, which is strange. You'd think that would be multi-platform. I'm sure it'll come out soon or eventually, but yeah. All right, Mega Man and Pac-Man were revealed for Street Fighter Cross Tekken for the PS Vita.
Wait, Pac-Man? I saw Mega Man. I didn't see Pac-Man.
Yeah, and well, they're both kind of giant disappointments.
Weird as fuck.
Because Mega Man looks like not Mega Man. He looks like the Mega Man from the cover of the American version of the version.
Yeah, he looks like a Tron. He looks like Tron,
really
dude.
Ugly, ugly Tron, dude.
Badly. Hell yeah, and his helmet's even lopsided.
Yeah, it's like copying the unintentionally bad drawn Mega Man for like to a T
from 87.
Yeah. So
that's fucking cool.
Pac-Man's even a disappointment because Pac-Man is inside a mech costume. Like basically, Pac-Man is inside of a what is it?
He got back his real legs.
Yeah, he got back his legs.
So he's like Tron Bon.
Yeah, he's like Tron Bon. Exactly.
Okay.
And it's stupid.
Sean John.
No!
Come with me.
Yeah.
He's puffy, but he's not a daddy. There's no pack baby.
Yeah.
Wait, shit, I'm thinking of the... Oh, God.
Yeah, both of these are very strange choices, and I find it also weird that they're they're exclusive, right, Gabe, to the Vita? Like, Vita version? Which I think is weird.
This sounds like this should have been in Marvel
versus
Capcom.
I don't know, it looked like they were bundling, because the trailer was bundling them together with Cole.
Well, you want to give people a reason to buy it on that system. I mean, whether or not you consider those a reason, but they want to, I mean, that's certainly up to your judgment, right. But I mean, you want to put something unique there.
Well, I mean, I think like the game in a whole is kind of just disappointing.
Actually, on this same vein, did anyone watch?
I don't really give a shit
did
about
anyone
it.
Watch the Mortal Kombat trailer for the Vita?
No,
I did.
Was it cool?
Or I watched the preview
because, like, I heard that it was like
it has every character, every bonus character, like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, it's not like a port of the most recent one. It's a whole new game, apparently.
Yeah, it's got like extra missions in the challenge tower.
You know what
like things that they didn't have time to
play. I actually heard that the storyline for Mortal Kombat was really good, which everybody's like, what the hell? Like,
yeah.
It's a fighter.
Yeah, Jordan had told me, one of the guys over at Joystick, that actually our buddy who puts us on Joystick every weekend, our comic.
I wouldn't say
because
that.
We deserved
that's
it.
Karma.
Huh?
We earned it.
We totally earned it.
No, he's a guy.
I don't
we
know Jordan.
Him.
You don't know me, Jordan. But we should hang out.
He's the guy that does it. But I heard him on the Joystick podcast saying that, first of all, Mortal Kombat 9 was like his game of the year. But also, yeah, just talking about the story mode and all that stuff. Said it was far and away the best story mode he'd ever seen in a fighting game. Which I guess that's...
He ain't play no Blaze Blue.
That's relative.
Blaze Blue doesn't have a story.
I don't know. He's big into fighting games, so yeah, I assume he has. I don't know.
Only smart people know it, though.
That's
okay.
Cool, I guess.
You have to, it's like Lost.
All right, hipster.
You have to do some differential equations to unlock the mode.
I play Blaze Blue. You might not have heard of it.
By the way, I'm wearing a V-neck right now, and I'm in Seattle. What?
That's cool. I have a V-neck that's garbage. Argyle. What?
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 What? What? What? What? What? What? All
right. Nothing.
All right, Nintendo announces their new online plan. It's called the Nintendo Network. Whoa.
Wow. Actual internet on the Nintendo?
It's called the NetU.
And also, there's no word at all about friend codes. Friend codes, as far as we can tell, are gone. And
oh, man.
They're going to start releasing DLC for their games. Actually, they've already announced DLC for Super Mario 3D Land, so you're going to get more levels coming out.
Is it paid DLC or free?
I don't know. We haven't ever seen DLC from Nintendo, so there's no... We have no idea, is it going to be overpriced?
They said they're going to do it for, like, Fire Emblem.
Well, and Iwata said that... He said, like, this most obvious shit in the world. He's all like, DLC... Like, releasing downloadable content for our games can extend the life of our software and keep people aware of it. And you know, make people more excited to buy sequels and this and that. And it'll also give us money after the game has launched. And everybody's like, yeah!
And it'll give us money.
You dumb idiot.
But, like, just DLC with a Smash Brothers game would be great.
Yeah, they could exploit the fuck out of that.
What's the difference between DLC for a Smash Brothers game and the ridiculous shit for Marvel's Capcom?
No, that's exactly what I was thinking of when I said they could exploit that, you know. But, hell, I'll take it.
Okay, let's pump the brakes. There,
what?
You know, pay like $5 so you can play as Mewtwo?
Yeah.
If he has a curly mustache.
Disgusting.
You know what the difference is?
Not even a hesitation.
That's especially bad when your favorite character that you play is already in the game.
Then you just don't buy the
You play as Mario anyways.
I do love Mario. And Young Link, Toon Link. But the thing is...
And those ones are shoo-ins for being in the vanilla launch.
Ooh, vanilla. My favorite flavor. Of all the flavors.
It's the most flavor.
You don't like turtle? Get out of here. Get out of here.
If any listeners ever want to buy me ice cream, just telling you, vanilla with rainbow sprinkles. That's obvious. One, two, punch.
You don't discriminate.
Yeah. It's true. Whenever we went to, like, Chinese food that had ice cream machines,
Chinese food.
Because we never got anything else.
Well, when you go to a Chinese buffet, they always have a fucking ice cream machine. And Dylan knows what's up. I get myself some fucking vanilla sprinkles.
He got ice cream every fucking time. Yeah. And I'm still eating my noodles, and he's eating ice cream.
Get that sweet tooth.
Fuck, I'm hungry now.
Speaking of sweet teeth.
Now, just...
Twisted Metal.
Oh, I don't even...
Fuck, I'm hilarious.
That's a good one.
The Twisted Metal demo just came
out. Oh, that one doesn't sit.
It sits all right here.
You know what, listeners?
In my ass.
We're all so excited for Twisted Metal that we didn't none of us downloaded the demo. Dylan,
see, I want to try it out. I keep asking. I'm like, are any of you guys gonna play it? And you're like, no. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I won't get it.
I have never once been asked that, game. And I never.
And I never intend to ask you.
Well,
what?
Fair enough.
Those are words I was a big movie fan actor of Tyrese Gibson.
God, that is horrible.
It's actually there.
Anyways, yeah, I'm a big fan of the series. I wanted to try this one out, and no one else was really interested. I'm not gonna buy a multiplayer-focused game to play by myself.
You could still download the demo to be like, I want to play this. Yo.
Yeah.
And if it's like fucking incredible, you can force us to download it. And then we'll all rage quit and delete it.
Yeah, like when you guys downloaded Starhawk and you guys got me to, and then you quit when it finished installing.
Because it took you so long.
You know what,
I'm sorry, man. I had to download it.
We all downloaded it well before today, also.
Because you guys all have PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, but we'll all play it again. It's not like you downloaded it. Yeah. And you're fucked forever.
In vain.
It's going to purgatory.
Although, I think you did. Didn't you cancel?
But maybe just to make a funny
story.
Like,
the update was almost done, and then you saw that we stopped playing, and you're like, oh, I'm canceling it.
Yeah, and then I played Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. I should... there's no way I can get a playthrough done.
What?
Oh, I mean, I already have...
You can totally
I
get a playthrough
done,
dude. You got
okay, turtle. You got more than a month.
But, like, I'm in my room enough. I don't want to be in my room any more than I have to.
Speaking of massive effects to the industry, Microsoft denied rumors that the Xbox 360 successor is coming to E3. In fact...
If you keep this up, I'm going to throw up.
Speaking of upchucking.
Speaking of words coming out. Microsoft's marketing director is quoted as saying, the Xbox 360 cycle is not at all finished. Apparently this console's still got legs. But me and Gabe...
Yeah, it's got Kinect.
Me and Gabe want to call shenanigans.
You all read my article. They're all being announced this year.
Your article had so many glaring faults, though. Like, just
Yeah, you were reaching,
like,
dude.
The fact that they were all predictions.
And the the fact that you claim you'll beat me at SSX. And that I'll quit the nation. Well,
I didn't say you'll quit
said.
It. Did I?
You did.
Oh, okay,
maybe
you
that was
you
in the
will,
original
then.
Draft. I don't know. If that all happens, if that all comes to be, maybe you'll change from our totally unpaid intern to Gabe Stradamus, and you'll become
Gabe
you'll take my throne.
I'm not buying SSX anymore.
Take a throne.
Take
I'm gonna go buy
my
Gabe
throne.
Stradamus.
Gabe Stradamus. Speaking of the future, what are the releases?
We'll get to that in the future.
Oh. I wanted one for myself.
Oh my god.
That was my moment. to give the bad joke.
Well, we're PlayStation done. Retaliated with rumors of the PS4 coming out, or being revealed at E3, and I guess PlayStation France's CEO has said they will be the last to announce a new console for the next generation. And I don't...
That worked so well last time.
What are they thinking? No.
I don't think it will come out this year, but I still think it's going to be announced.
You think they're going to announce PS4?
I hope it comes out this year so I can not buy it.
You think PS4 will come out of their mouth at E3?
Wait, no.
Not necessarily at E3, maybe TGS.
No, this E3 is going to be all about Vita.
Oh, did you hear the rumors that Nintendo is considering changing the Wii U's name?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that they're considering changing a lot of things, but these are just a lot of rumors.
Well, this one has validity because Nintendo themselves said that they learned a lot from the 3DS's launch in that having DS in the title confused consumers, and like especially just after releasing the XL. And so people didn't know if this was just another minor upgrade or if it was a new console or what. So it really backfired. And so they're really taking another look at Wii U and trying
to go along with Nintendo's old.
I think they should drop the
Super
name
Wii.
Yeah.
You think they should drop the Wii name?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Why?
I think the name sells. I'm thinking Super Wii or.
Well, Ryan thinks.
Well, because I think if you go back to the name confusion, people are going to be like, "I already have one of those."
How not about, if it's Super. That's the same confusion. Why do I buy a Super Nintendo? You already got a Nintendo.
Dylan, let's not be crazy. Let's step it up.
Obviously, it works then.
Yeah, but this is a different crowd that's
and
buying
and now we're
the Wii.
In a more
this
informed
is a
this
society. Is a totally, but this is a... No, well, not the people that bought the Wii. That's not a more informed society in this in this category. Like
we can all agree that
the
Super
least
Wii,
informed people.
Super Wii would be a ridiculous name and that they should go for the Wii 64.
The Wii 64?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
The Wii Cube.
Super Nintendo Wii.
The Super Wii. Nintendo Wii 64.
Game Boys.
The Wii Boy.
Oh, no. No, we don't want that, because then everyone's going to go play with their Wii Boy.
The
we don't
wah.
Want that.
Or,
we don't need
or they could have it be Wii Man and have like Wii Man be like the main spokesman for it.
We like to pray.
Isn't he dead?
Did he? No.
No, that's Ryan Dunn.
I heard Wii Man.
No,
died
no,
at some
the
point.
The little guy's dead.
I think I said Wii Man died, but I don't think I was right.
Too soon.
I saw him on like a Mountain Dew ad or something.
No, or was it the dude that hung out
that
with
sentence
Kid Rock?
Was going somewhere else. I thought I saw him on a Mountain Dew. No, don't worry about it.
I don't know what
you're doing talking. Something on a mountain. Wee man.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay, well, what are potential names for this thing?
I don't know, that's Nintendo's job.
Nintendo.
I just told you. It was the
Revolt.
The Super Wii.
The Super Wii 64. The Super Nintendo Wii 64, boy.
The Wii Cube.
Yes.
I mean, they've changed the name of their console every time, except for, like,
the Super Famicom 2012.
It's a shame, too, because I really love the Revolution name.
Famicom 2012. Yeah, maybe
we'll go the Dolphin.
Revolution had balls. It was like, whoa.
The Nintendo
Dolphin. Yeah, just bring out the Nintendo Dolphin. Master System.
Nintendo Genesis.
Nintendo, what's makes Sega go out of business?
Reggie's body is ready.
This one won't break your TV.
The Nintendo Waggle.
Nintendaggle.
Mario, you playing your Mario games?
Nintendo HD. Nintendo HD, that's the title.
It's an HD now.
Mm-hmm. Simple. Gets the point across.
Weed? Mm. Really?
Nintendo Weed.
The Weed.
Okay.
I'm in.
And that's enough of
all
that.
Alright, let's talk about some news, guys. Or releases. Speaking of news weed. Releases.
Yeah!
2719 is the time. Alright, Resident Evil Revelations.
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 No, it's Revelations.
It looks fucking cool as shit.
It? It really does.
Yes, it looks fucking awesome.
And it was like the most visually impressive 3DS game I saw when the 3DS was first revealed at E3. Like, yeah. So cool.
It looks tight.
I'm happy that it's getting good reviews. People
maybe
like,
maybe you should like, go buy a 3DS like now.
Bad guys.
Dude, I have every single intention of picking up a 3DS. When the redesign is really...
There will never be a redesign. Four years down the road, you're going to be like, there's going to be a redesign.
Four years down the road, I'll be in my deathbed saying, I should have bought the first generation.
But, well... Yeah.
Well, I'll at least hold out until E3, and when that redesign is announced, I will rub it in your face, and then buy it, and then rub that in your face.
No, all it's going to take is gameplay footage from Luigi's Mansion.
There is gameplay. There's plenty of gameplay footage. And actually, that's
going to be more gameplay footage.
What?
I don't know.
One thing about Luigi's Mansion, man, that game's fucking fugly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, they've had like one trailer.
Yeah, well, there's
exactly. Wait, do you see more
gameplay footage? But it's like really jaggy. Like the game is so jaggy.
Okay, you say that about every because it's like fucking blown
no,
up.
No, dude. No,
you're so negative.
Yes.
Don't give me that shit. Don't give me that shit. Because look at look at fucking Zelda: Ocarina of Time.
Mario
look at
3D
Mario
Earth.
3D Land. I've made this argument over and over again because the argument still fucking stands. You just need to look at footage side by side of these games that are.
I own the 3DS.
Exactly. And I'm saying that Luigi's Mansion doesn't have any aliasing going on, and it looks bad. I'm not saying the game's gonna suck, I'm saying it looks bad.
Mario 3D Land had these quote-unquote jaggies you speak of.
Yeah, when it's, like, blown up, but it's not, like, fucking terror-bad.
No.
Luigi's Mansion's gonna be the same size.
It had these little quote-unquote jaggies.
Well, that's cool. Just look at some gameplay of Luigi's Mansion, man. If this was a video podcast, I would stick it in right now, and the listeners would be like, huh, Javi's right. I'd be like, I know, high five.
Well, now they're going to check and be like, oh, that Luigi's Mansion footage was on a 40-inch screen. Or a billion-inch screen.
Who the fuck has a billion-inch YouTube screen? Who?
Yeah, it was on their giant Jumbotron at E3.
Oh, shit.
Obviously.
I'm going to shove this up your ass.
The trailer won't.
Luigi's Mansion 2.
I haven't actually watched the trailer on YouTube.
Yeah. It's not even a matter of trailers or whatever. It's a matter of...
But yeah, Resident Evil Revelations. I don't like the bad guys in that. They look stupid. That's all I wanted to say. Because
they got jaggies?
That's actually how they fight you, is with their jackies.
I'm just saying, like the outsides of all these dudes
throwing them pixels at us.
It's just really, it's fucking distracting.
You mean the ghost?
Yeah. Well, look at the second one too. Just anything that's moving. It's sort of like when you look at old school TV cartoons like Batman or whatever, and like when something is supposed to move, it's gonna be a different color. Well, in this, when something is moving, it's really jaggy around the edges. It's just,
well, it's like
there's no aliasing. Well,
okay, so if you okay, so let's say you're right about these jaggies.
I am right.
In Mario, okay, cool. In Mario 3D Land, let's say you're right about that, and they aren't there. Okay.
Okay. Well, look at.
So that's like the top line thing.
Look at
okay?
it.
Let me talk.
Look at the background.
That's like the top. That's like the top line 3DS game, but you don't criticize every PS3 game for looking like Uncharted 3. It's like, oh, well, SSX doesn't look as good as Uncharted 3. So.
Yeah, it does.
Now he's just being silly.
Yeah, I'm silly as fuck. I'm a silly goose. But
you bought Sonic Unleashed.
Fuck yeah, I did. Game's rad.
And played it on my PlayStation, you monster.
You monster. No, and like I said, I mean, I said it like 5 seconds ago that I'm not saying Luigi's Mansion is going to be bad. I'm just saying it's ugly.
Okay.
I wish it weren't. So
Luigi's ugly anyways.
I fuck Luigi, man.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion is a game begging for a co-op. That game is begging for super ghost hunting brothers, you know, with Mario.
Nobody likes Luigi. Luigi had his chance to have his own game. Mario's missing, and look what happened.
Oh, no.
That game sucks.
Nobody likes Milhouse.
Everything's coming up Luigi.
All right, that being
said.
And
it wasn't. He's slippery. He's green.
Gotham City Impostors comes out next week.
Yay.
Really?
First-person shooter about...
No, it's
stupid.
A third-person, isn't
first
it?
First-person.
Is it first-person, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a downloadable Four. FPS starring random thugs dressed like...
Dressed as Batman.
Why is it... Or it's Arkham City, my bad, not Gotham's. Unless they changed the name.
No, it's Gotham City Impostors, no. Is it?
Yeah, it's Gotham City Impostors.
Okay.
Why would it be Arkham City? The city's not
Arkham.
Arkham
City is owned by Rocksteady, and this has nothing to do with Rocksteady.
Gotham
well,
City
little,
is
the
city.
You have the Gotham City Impostors code or whatever that comes with Arkham City, but yeah.
Oh. Probably because it was just Batman. It's a DC thing.
Yeah, either way, it looks dumb. The only like reason I give this game any attention whatsoever is that it's the Fear team, but they haven't really done anything. Like, Fear 2 was disappointing. They didn't have anything to
was
do with
it. Was Fear 3 awesome?
Fear 3 was
stupid.
They
didn't
stupid.
Do Fear 3.
Oh.
No, they didn't?
That was okay. Monolith. Monolith is the team that's making this. Or at least, they might go from a different... go by a different name now. But,
Have they done anything since Fear 2? Because Fear 2 came out a while ago. Or is this it?
Maybe this is it. I can't remember.
I literally have not seen any gameplay footage from this game. What makes it like... why should I get this over any other game coming
you
out?
You shouldn't. And I've seen gameplay of it. It looks really bad. It looks like a...
Yeah. You should. Yeah.
Like, what's unique about it other than the paint, the coat of paint they put on it?
It looks like a really strange... like shitty graphic version of like Team Fortress almost. Like it's kind of cartoony it's cartoony-ish characters, but they're not cartoony. I don't even know how to explain that. It's like it's sort of like the
they're like caricatures.
Yeah, it's like the Scooby-Doo movies, the live action ones, where like these are real people but they're dressed like cartoons would dress. So the game has sort of regular game graphics, not cel shaded, like it has realistic quote-unquote graphics, and then it's trying to go for this cartoony aesthetic, and it looks like shit. It looks bad.
It's like going to PAX or Comic-Con, then.
Yeah, cosplay.
Bunch of people dressed up as characters.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bunch of thugs cosplaying as Batman or the Joker, and it's bad. It's stupid. What a dumb gimmick. Who greenlit this project? It's not gonna sell, I guarantee it. And I feel bad
how
for the team,
because
it's a good team. But, yeah.
How much is it?
Because... they had, like, one good thing.
Fear 2 was okay. It just wasn't a up to the standard of Fear 1, I thought. But, yeah. I don't know. I like Monolith. I don't know why.
Yeah, and then you get raped at Monolith. The end.
Hmm?
Whoa, spoilers.
What?
I said, then you get raped at the end.
Oh, yeah. Ending of Fear
spoilers.
2.
Spoilers.
Well, The Darkness 2. Anybody play The Darkness?
No, I wanted to download the demo, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Harris downloaded the demo, and he's like, fuck this game. And I don't remember why he said fuck this game. Something about, downloaded the Steam version, and he says, it says press enter to start, and I press space. And let me, fuck this.
Yeah.
Done. That was the last I heard of him talking of it.
Ryan!
I've played it on PC. It's a crappy port.
Is it?
On
okay,
PS3,
so...
PS3, it works a little better, but...
So they didn't try and do a good job on PC.
Yeah.
Okay. Interest lost. Sorry! If you don't want to put forth the effort...
Breaking development.
I don't want to put forth the effort.
Game Over Nation.
I think that's fair. If they don't want to put forth the effort, I don't want to put forth the effort.
Wait, who's not putting effort?
Gabe said it was a shitty port.
Well, why do you want the PC version? Why?
I want them to be equal quality.
Well, maybe they had nothing to do with the PC version. That happens all the time. I don't know. As long as one version's awesome, play that version. Nah, I'm saying.
Nah, I mean.
Nah, I mean. Yao mean.
Yeah. Anyways, Gabe, was there anything cool about it?
Alright.
Was there anything cool about that game?
About the Darkness?
Ricky Rubio!
Yeah.
I don't know. Shank 2 is coming out next week.
Hey, cool.
Shank
I like
1
the first
was
one.
Cool, I guess.
Yeah.
It's I legit.
Shank 1 at, like PAX East 2010. That was
it's
cool.
Not a so... game that. I don't know. Shank isn't a game that I felt like spending $15 on.
That's why you bought it in the Humble
Bundle.
That's
right, I got it in the Humble Indie Bundle.
Oh, wait, did
Bumble,
I get
it? Bindy, I Bumble.
You probably did. I bought it for you, remember?
Oh,
for
I
a
did.
Hat.
Yeah, and even yeah. when yeah. I got
Fortress
it, I played it for like maybe an hour and a half. And so, I don't know, I appreciate Shank, but it's not yeah. my cup of tea.
I think it's cool that they got like actual animators to do, like, and graphic designers instead of getting like video game animators to do all the animation in it. So it was like people who knew how to like perfectly animate cartoon
yeah.
yeah.
2D graphics. Mm.
So
I thought that was cool.
What's up with Shank 2?
It seems like from what I've heard they took a lot of what the fans were saying about the first one, like what they liked, what they didn't like every single thing that they could have improved on the first one, they took into account and they tried to do with the second one. So
yeah.
I think Shank 2 is going to be everything that Shank 1 was supposed to be. So hopefully I think it's just going to be a much better version of the same game.
It's the way most sequels
right.
work nowadays.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's like they improve the boss battles so they're not like repetitive or as repetitive.
Good news, yeah. everyone!
Yeah, that's all I remember, really.
Yeah. Ryan! Yep. What are you doing?
Ryan!
What are you doing, Ryan?
What?
I haven't heard from you in like 20 years.
Didn't we already do this part?
What part?
Where we talk about what we're doing?
No, I'm just saying, no. What's up, bro?
Are you paying attention?
Where are you?
Yeah.
You playing Mega
I'm
Man?
I'm here. No, I'm not
playing
Mega Man.
Playing Skylanders.
No, I just... I'm here. I'm sorry.
Well, we're about to talk about Jack and Daxter.
Fucking right we are. Shit, Dylan's still
yeah,
got some of that
speaking
hosting
of which,
blood in him.
Another game I haven't played.
You never played Jack and Daxter?
Whoa.
Nope.
Whoa,
yeah,
dude.
Me neither.
I think now's
whoa.
The time.
Whoa, dude.
I was misled in EB Games in Australia.
Too. I rented Jack and Daxter,
I
and I beat it in
Jack
one
Daxter.
Sitting, and it was fucking awesome.
Gabe.
I tried to get the Jack and Daxter collection, or trilogy, like, which was the release of all three games.
Well, now's your chance to get it in
PS2 in Australia, but it was only the movie version.
of my experience with Jack and Daxter's franchise is much like my experience with Sly. I played the first one all the way through, and I love it.
And you didn't play the sequels.
I think the first one's the best one. And then I played the second one quite a bit. I'm actually like about halfway through the second one, just like in Sly. And it's definitely different.
You know, I agree with you on this, with the where the first one's better. Not with Sly, though.
No.
Sly 1's so good, dude.
Sly 1's
the blessed. I'll admit that I like Jack 1 more because it is the PS2's answer to Mario 64. Like, you're literally collecting stars and going into different levels, unlocking
that's awesome.
Unlocking other worlds and collecting stars. Like, I love that. And so that's why I like Jack 1 so much. But Jack 2 is more of like GTA, believe it or not. You have like a city.
It's more shooty.
So yeah,
it's
more Jack 2 is cool, but I like Jack 3 more than Jack 2.
I never touched Jack
mostly
3.
Because of the setting.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to get to 3, but I
don't like Sly 3.
I think the setting for number 3 is fucking awesome.
Neat.
Doom buggy and shit. That's cool.
Right. And once I play through all these, then I'll be ready to go and pick up Daxter for my PSP Go.
You mean
you haven't played Daxter?
Jack Team Racing.
Jack Team Racing. Yeah, I haven't done.
There is a Jack Racing.
That's right.
No, Daxter's really cool. That was the first PSP game I played.
Sweet.
I have that sitting on my.
Actually, maybe table. I should play Jack and Daxter 1 and 2, and then. Or wait, does Daxter take place between 1 and 2? Does it take place between 2?
Which one does Jack get?
Yeah, I know.
Fuck if I know.
I think he's captured at the beginning of 2.
I am the knight.
I don't know.
What's at the end of one of them? He's captured at the end of one of them.
Right, yeah, I know. Well, 2 starts with Daxter breaking him out, which is where the end of the Daxter PSP game ends, or whatever.
So, it takes place in between 1 and 2.
I think. I might be wrong. But, anyways, that's all the games that are coming out next week. I am looking forward to Jack and Daxter, and then, of course, Resident Evil, once that redesign hits.
Never.
For the 3DS.
You'll get your lopsided 3DS like the rest of us.
It's not a tumor.
You'll eat it and enjoy it.
I will not eat it.
You know, you're going to hold it in your hands and find out that add-on is actually pretty comfy. At least that's what I'm hoping.
And it'll fit perfectly in your pocket.
I am hoping that's going to be the case. I don't even... I wear that shit on my belt.
Well, that's cool.
It really is.
He's gonna, like, you get, like, a little, like, a stand so you can prop it against your waist.
Fanny pack.
Like, you just kind of, like, set it on there and hold it.
Alright, so...
I'm gonna have to drink more beer so I can get beer belly again.
I know...
My beer belly's gone!
I know we checked in at the beginning of the podcast, but I got... some more stuff I'd like to talk about.
Like our comics that are there.
Yeah, we got comics going on. Why don't you drop some knowledge?
We got cartoons.
What?
You want to say anything cartoons. About the comics?
No, we're trying to adhere to a schedule here and get 2 out a week.
A schedule.
So, yeah.
So I realized something. You guys all have cartoons as your Skype picture. I have fucking Jack Bauer. There's something wrong with that.
Tearing down a gold retriever.
That dog shit on his fucking lawn.
He's had enough of it.
That's like a whole 5 minutes of the episode. Just clean it up.
Anyway, we've got the comics going, and we're hoping to do some commentary soon.
Hey, let's do it after this.
On at least one of them, or 2 of them.
All of them. Everything!
Okay.
We'll try.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cape.
We'll roll those out along the week, and they'll have their own articles, and we'll try to get you to look at them. Just look at our Twitter. Hey,
look,
new listener that doesn't visit the site at all. Should visit the site, GameOverNation.com. Follow us at GameOverNation.
Wait, are we cleaning up already? Graham's sister isn't here yet.
Oh.
Yeah, where's Lori? Can't do that without Lori.
Yeah, we're not cleaning up quite
just
yet.
Yeah, not yet. First, I want to tell you about The Sims 3 Pets.
Oh!
Okay. No, we're going to clean up right now. Hey, Lori.
Okay.
Really? Is it because you're still burned out on Sims?
I think I am, honestly.
But, and it's the same game, except with dogs.
It's exactly the same
dogs.
Game. Dogs. Which is what I wanted. But I'm still burnt out from that platinum. But at least I have it as kind of like insurance. So I'm happy.
Just in case you're ever not burned out?
Yeah.
See, I bought Sims 3 at launch on my PC. And then I got burned out after 2 days.
Yeah. I mean, like...
Then I reinstalled it. And then I got burned out again.
I started this game, made myself, made my dog Johnny, who I love. And he was so cute. And Gabe was listening to me just be like, oh.
See, honestly, it's...
He sounded like Frodo.
It's not The Sims 2. I think that's most important for me. It's not The Sims 2.
I never played The Sims 2. I kind of skipped it. I played The Sims
2. That one was great.
Hmm.
Which is weird, because the gameplay hasn't fucking changed. It just...
Right.
I don't know. It's not... There's something about that one.
I played Sims 1 in every expansion of that, and that's my experience.
See, after that, I moved on to Roller Coaster Tycoon, and I was...
Hell yeah.
I watched Tycoon.
I watched some people play The Sims, and I decided I did not want to play it.
I'm still a tycoon.
Oh, and then I tried SimSocial again.
SimSocial.
Oh, yeah, that's Jesus the worst.
Christ, yeah, what a game.
Played that.
It's exciting for like 5 minutes, and then you realize you're out of stuff to do.
Yep, hey, I went and kicked over everyone's garbage can. I was garbage can pirate. I was the hero the nation deserves, not the hero it needs right now.
I also picked up a used copy of Split Second. That's a game I've been meaning to buy eventually. So
I thought you already had that.
No, I game-flied it, and...
Oh,
I really enjoyed it, but it gets bullshit hard at some point, and I think that's something they could have fixed in a sequel. And I don't think they're gonna get a sequel, which is sad. So now I'll just have the lost relic of that. You know, that's a game that I think will be forgotten. Like everybody's gonna.
I already did.
Which is a shame. What game? It's good. It's really good.
That and Blur.
Kind of like Mod Nation Racers was forgotten.
I don't think Sony will let people forget races. About it. Like, that game's coming out.
I mean, yeah, it's coming out again on the
Vita. Oh, it is? Well, Mod Nation exists only in Purgatory, in my mind. Purgatory's where shitty really games goes. That's where Two Worlds 2 is. Two Worlds 2 is Satan there.
I've still been working my way through Skyrim. But the thing is, I don't know, like, that's such a giant and intense game that it's like, when we started getting into NBA Jam and Blitz, like, that completely pulled me away from it, because they're such simple, like, condensed experiences.
Which is exactly what I wanted. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Once we started playing, it was like, this is, like, it felt so right.
Yeah, I needed that kind of game.
I imagine that's what Tony Hawk is going to do to me.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for Tony Hawk. But I would say if you're in between NFL Blitz and NBA Jam, definitely NBA
Absolutely.
Jam.
Absolutely.
I would definitely say NBA Jam.
I wish you guys had told me that.
Well, we didn't buy it yet that point. You bought Blitz before I did, I think.
Yeah.
That was
the purchase of both of those games was due to me.
It was simultaneous.
Well, no, I got NFL Blitz on my own.
NBA Jam was on my to-buy list like from the day it launched, because I remember watching Screw Attack play it on Screwing Around, and I was like, God, that looks so fun, and I love NBA Jam. I love it. But I just couldn't bring myself to pay $15 to play a game by myself. But that one night, Ryan's like, hey, I'm buying NBA Jam on PSN. You guys should get it. I'm like, all right, it's that time.
I'll say I have spent $60 on NBA Jam and NFL Blitz, because I bought them both on both systems.
Well, that's $30. Come on. Well, 60.
No, it's
together.
60 total. Right, right. Yeah. 60,
I don't feel as bad now that I wasted 15 on Blitz.
Yeah, but I like Blitz. I've played the hell out of it on both systems, too.
I know, I'm just saying. I just don't feel as bad now. Even though I still feel pretty shitty, it's going straight to Purgatory.
Well, that's your choice.
I know. Well, Purgatory is my choice. All of those I put in there by choice.
Yeah, and I'll say to all the Mirror's Edge fans out there, you get to see Faith in this game, which is very nice. So they haven't forgotten. They haven't forgotten.
I had.
Yeah, they have. No one bought that game.
I did. I did it for you, you fucking asshole.
EA made $60 on that franchise.
Well, I think someone's here.
Housekeeping!
Let me show you my Purgatory collection.
Hey, baby. Oh, that's just... I don't know what that means, but it sounds really weird.
Hello, lovely.
It means you're going to hell!
Don't mind these Neanderthals. Come take a seat right here.
He's got Blue Moon.
I've got Blue Moon.
I have Arnold Palmer.
Lori, why don't you let these listeners know that if they have any questions or queries, to share with the nation.
Hey, I got a question.
Yes.
I want someone out there who has bought WWE 2012 to tell, give us good reasons to buy it, because I hate wrestling, but I like video game wrestling.
Cool story.
I like wrestling and I hate video games.
Whoa, I hate them both equally.
What, you don't like No Mercy?
Well, I like.
Is this
like
No Mercy WWE with like insane?
I fucking love wrestling.
Oh, you guys.
I know someone out there has it. One of you fucks have to be a John Cena fan still.
One of you fucking fucks has got to be.
I'm pretty sure Dal is a wrestling fan. So Dal, okay. Dal right
if
in.
If he has the game,
and,
tell me.
And speaking of fucking fucks, why no one right in?
I don't know, Gabe. I've tooted this horn many times. Maybe if our intern stands up and says something.
I will say this. next podcast, write in, and we will pick the best question, and I will purchase a $10 Steam game for you.
I say goddamn.
I say goddamn. Goddamn. God damn.
Hey, Soul Exodus.
Yeah, that's Soul a good, Exodus. That's a $10 game right there. Yeah,
there you go. That's
And that's a damn good game. Hey, let me talk about that real quick. That
I gave you two places to check in and give you some lovely, seamless developers.
I was fucking delirious while I was playing it because I was sick.
Oh, I thought you were sick because it was awful.
No, like I was just, I was trying to get through it and I was just, I felt so crappy while I was playing it. I kind of forgot. No, that
was
even
worse.
That was a really fun. Did any of you guys pick it up? Did you get it, Dylan?
No, I bought Blitz instead because you guys all fucking bought Blitz.
No, Soul Exodus, especially like for $10, there's absolutely no reason not to play it. Like it was a lot of fun, and like while I'm playing it, I'm all those memories are flooding back of like X-Wing and TIE Fighter, and it really has that feel. I guess if I had to complain, it's a bit short, but it's also $10, and I guess
if I play it for an hour, it's more than I played Blitz.
Right. And it's also like, I mean, how much, what do you spend? Like, you go to a movie and you've just blown $10 easy for the ticket, and it's like a couple hours of entertainment, maybe?
It was totally worth it. We went to Beauty and the Beast last night in 3D, and I sung during the Gaston scene. And my buddy, they sang during Be Our Guest, and the people in front of us got really pissed off, and they went and complained.
So that's what's cool about the Alamo Draft House here, is that they have sing-alongs, so movies like that, you can actually, like, you go there, and you actually are encouraged to do that.
You're encouraged to be their guest.
When I started singing, they turned around and looked at us. I'm like, they be hating because I know the words to Gaston.
Well, anyway, back to Soul Exodus. No, it's just, it's a really solid game. Like, there's a lot of kind of weird things about it. Like, I think some of the things they were trying to do didn't get quite fleshed out enough. Like, one of the things I found frustrating was, like, there's no checkpoints. So some of the missions are kind of long, and you could get towards the end. And, like, you're usually trying to protect your capital ship while also, like, fighting off fighters and stuff, and then bombers will show up and go after your capital ship and whatnot, or maybe another capital ship shows up and attacks yours. And so you're just kind of having to bounce back and forth between all these things, and that's fun, but then it's frustrating when at the end of the you're right towards the end of the mission, and then they, you know, you don't get that last shot off, and then you have to start all over again. And that was kind of frustrating.
Real nice.
I mean, the story... the story is, I mean, it's interesting enough, and they didn't, I guess they didn't, it doesn't detract from, I don't really know how to put it. It's not, it wasn't super fleshed out, but it's not bad by any means. But it's just such a, it's such a solid, like, dogfighting space simulator that I think it's definitely worth your time, especially if you've never, if you never played X-Wing or TIE Fighter, or, and if you, and you're just wondering what the genre is all about, or if you did play them, like, this will definitely have you, you know, remembering those days, of shooting down ships in space. It's a lot of fun, so.
And with that said, I would say it's definitely worth your time to write in, because that could all be yours for free. Just for making us talk.
Yep.
Now I want you
having
you
could a ask good us, fucking question.
You could ask us
other than Mary Boff kill. I will murder the first person who asks that.
I want every single one of you listening at home right now to open up a browser, search for Soul Exodus, look at the first screenshot you see, and full screen it. Now listen to my words. All of this can be yours. If you write into mail@gameovernation.com. Next week.
Damn right.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
All right, well, that's it for episode 37 of Game Over Nation. You want to make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for Game Over Nation. We'll be on there.
Oh, and our about page on the site now at GameOverNation.com. The about page now has all our emails and Twitters, so that's,
yeah,
you can find us
there. Yeah, don't contact me unless you want to give me money. Oh yeah, I'm doing commissions also. So all those drawings of me drawing random people, I could be drawing you. You could be on the internet, but you gotta pay me. You gotta email me.
Yeah, you gotta email first.
Email
That's
me,
free.
And I'll give you a quote.
Email.
And we'll go from there.
Email for free.
Yeah. Email me at $20 a minute.
If you like anything I wrote, and you've got like a best man speech or something coming up, I'll write it for you. I don't.
Ryan's doing writing speeches.
If you need yourself a preacher,
Ryan, you should record the screen while you're writing up posts and then put it on YouTube. Do commentary.
So bored, like the worst
that is
thing.
Not
ever.
Bad.
You're like, and then I saw this sentence ran on. I forgot a comment here. Now you can see me backspacing. There we go.
Alright, got it. And I have successfully deleted the last letter of that bad sentence.
For some reason, this paragraph wouldn't stop centering, so I had to go into HTML view, and here you can see me messing with the code. I found out that \center\ helps end the centering fiasco. Okay.
Why is he speaking like William Shatner?
You know, that's really just me thinking as I talk. Completely unintentional.
I like to think in the voice of the main guy from the Animaniacs.
What, Wacko?
I like to think in that voice. Yeah, Wacko.
No, wait, no,
not
Yakko.
Yakko.
Yakko. Yakko's the main guy.
Yeah, Yakko.
That was my favorite.
I was about to say
my
Wacko.
My brother liked Wacko.
I was about to say Wacko's Wish, but that's not right.
You don't like Dot?
Remember, Dot was
yeah, she's...
It's all about Yakko and Wacko. Wacko's Wish, awesome. Wishes for a hay penny ends up being worth like $1 billion because it's a hay penny.
I'm really surprised you know about that show, man. That was before your time.
Yeah, well, there's...
You know, Gabe is a really well-traveled and cultured young man. I'm just
Ladies!
Lori, what do you think of this guy? Whoa, Lori, calm
Lori,
down
say
now.
Housekeeping, if you like me.
What?
Okay, cool. I said say housekeeping if you like me.
It's too fucking late. Deal with it.
Which was a great time for you to insert that there. It's at 59:14.
Yeah, well, I'm not editing that. Alright, if you like the show, if you laughed at least once,
Gabe likes K-pop.
Lori knows you did. Spread the word. Tell your friends about Game Over Nation. Send us to the site. Tell your friends about the comics too. We're a regular thing now. Like not even like once every 4 months. You know, we thought that was frequent.
About that.
Comic. Oh yeah, when you're following us on Twitter, we're gonna tell you about when we're on Reddit, and you should upvote us. Also on Joystick every Saturday, we should be on there. As long as Jordan's not a dick. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Jordan. I love your music.
Maniac Robot.
Check out Maniac Robot. He's good. You can also support the nation by picking up a comic. You can buy a print of every comic we do from now on. And I will sign it and say thank you for supporting us in exactly those words. I have like a stamp that I don't have to sign anymore. I can just put in some ink and stamp the back of your stupid print. No, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding. I write it every single word. And I really do appreciate it.
He writes it with his dick.
With my dick. Or you can donate to the site if you don't want a stupid comic. Just kidding. Our comics are awesome. Okay. Alright, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys next week. I am Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye.
Dylan Roush.
Fuck.
I'm totally unpaid Gil Philpa.
Still riding on cars.
Alright. Bye.